BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Hear how excited I am when we went to BBC Weather on Friday when we weren't allowed to talk on Radio 1 and did an actual forecast. Also, we're getting ready to confess stuff to each other, me and Chris, as part of Talk It Out Week. Potentially, this could be disastrous. Phil, off of Dan and Phil, plays Real or No Real while Dan minds a door. And we go through some of the best film soundtracks ever.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills. Good afternoon. We can talk.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Talking.
Hallelujah.
Like this. Friday was a bit weird, but it sounded really good on Radio 1.
It was loads of tunes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that was good, but you did struggle to not put the mic on and talk, basically.
Well, there were several times where I did actually put the microphone on, and I was like, I'm going to talk, but I didn't. However, we did do something incredible on Friday while all the songs were on. After half one, find out what happened when we went downstairs to the BBC Weather Centre and did a bit of weather. You'll be able to watch this as well. It's so cool standing in front of that weather map. So good. You got it really wrong.
What do you mean?
Your geography of the UK is poor.
It's poor, but also it's quite hard pointing at all the different... It's harder than it looks.
It is. You have to put your hands in the right place. And it also helps to know where Plymouth is and where Aberdeen is.
Yeah.
Not a clue.
Yeah.
Dan and Phil are here for Real or No Real after 3.30. And Chris has got a confession to make, or several to make to me today, which I'll talk to you about in a minute. I signed so many freshers this weekend.
How are you getting on with the freshers flu yet? Have you got it? Or
so far, touch wood, all good. And all my freshers gigs are now done.
Yeah?
But, touch wood. But I haven't fallen down ill with anything as yet.
No.
But there's still time. Sometimes there's like 2 or 3 days after it happens, you know?
It was quite fun being in Hull together.
Yeah.
And doing the same night. That was good.
That was really good. Also, hi to the students of Sheffield and Huddersfield and Cardiff who I met this weekend. I did sign a lot of people and a lot of people's phones as well. Don't let me sign your new phone.
That's odd.
I know. I actually put them, I don't want to sign it. And they're like, no, sign it. Not just the case, the actual phone. I know.
That's an error. But you're signing lots of heads.
A lot of plaster casts for some reason in Cardiff last night and a lot of arms. I don't know what happens to my signature when I'm in a rush and using a marker pen. So if you woke up this morning, if you're a fresher with some kind of what looks like Chinese writing on your arm, then yeah, that was me. And you're probably regretting it now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, I was listening to The Surgery last night and they launched this Talk It Out thing, which we're doing all week on Radio 1. It's really good, actually. You know how sometimes it can be really awkward to chat about something that you might find either embarrassing or confrontational? We're here this week to tell you it's not as bad as you think. And we're just encouraging everyone to talk it out, whether it's talking to one of your mates about it or to a family member like a brother or sister or mum and dad. Sometimes you don't want to talk to those people, so you can talk to us instead in complete confidence. Radio 1 is here all week to help you deal with those kind of life issues, which sometimes can be a little bit hard to deal with. So every lunchtime this week, and this is happening now, we have our online safe house going on. It's like having the surgery on Radio 1 on all the time. So it's every afternoon this week. The surgery's doctors and experts are there to give you advice on absolutely anything that might be worrying you. Anything at all, whether it's your body image, whether it's something medical, whether it's boys or bullying or drugs or whatever it is, there is no problem that is too small or too big for you to talk it out about. If you just go to the Radio 1 homepage right now and click on Talk It Out. Obviously, it can be quite daunting to talk about things, but they're there and you can do it anonymously all week. Don't even need to tell us your name if you don't want. And our experts are going to try and reply to as many problems as possible. Also on there, loads of tips and advice to help you have that big chat with somebody. And this is interesting. What we're doing is making some of your favourite Radio 1 DJs spin the confessions roulette. Because if we're telling you to talk it out, we've got to do the same. So this is happening, Chris, with us today.
I know.
So from what I gather, there's going to be a roulette wheel. This is happening at 4:30 this afternoon on the Radio 1 website with me and Chris. And we have to basically confess some probably quite juicy stuff.
I think the thing with all this as well is, like, it might seem daunting talking about these things, but genuinely, actually just talking can help.
It really helps, and also it's never as bad as you think it's going to be, that no. Having that chat. It's just the thought of it is always worse.
But we're going to do this properly, aren't we? I mean, it's...
Yeah. So apparently you have got something or a few things to tell me that you've never told me before.
Yeah.
Are you stressing about this?
Yeah. Definitely. I'm really anxious about it, actually, because we don't have these kind of chats.
No, we don't.
Me and you.
No.
But we're going to sit down and do it later.
Yeah. So me and Chris are having the big chat, only live on the Radio 1 website, at 4:30 this afternoon. So get involved in whatever way you can. If you've got a problem and you need to talk about it, hit the Radio 1 website now and go to the safe house, and they'll try and reply to as many people as they can. And if you want to see us have our little confession session, that's happening at 4:30 this afternoon. I'm really scared of what you're going to tell me.
Don't worry. I'm more scared.
Are you scared of my reaction?
Yeah.
Is it really bad stuff?
No. Well, I don't...
Oh, God.
Talk It Out on BBC Radio 1.
Friday was strange. It was all music and no talk from the DJs on BBC Radio 1. And as I said on Twitter at the time, it was the first day I had been at work since I was 10 when I started doing radio. That I wasn't allowed to actually broadcast. Very strange.
Mm.
So we decided to go down and see if the BBC Weather would let us on instead. And they were like, yeah, sure, come in.
I can't believe they were just so kind of up for this.
Go on, do a weather forecast. Go for your life. You can watch this now on the Radio 1 website. It's quite cool when you see, like, that globe spinning around at the beginning. It says BBC Weather and then it says Scott and Chris.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah.
So note, viewers and listeners, how seriously I am taking this. I want this to be good. This is my only chance to broadcast that day. And like I said to you, it's been a childhood dream of mine to do the weather, especially on the BBC. You had a completely different idea to me,
well,
I think.
Not particularly. I mean, I did want to do this properly. It's a lot harder than you'd think.
Mm.
I just wanted you to do the main presenting bit, and I was just going to help you, like, basically be an assistant.
Yeah, so you can watch this now if you want. I'll talk you through it if you're listening on the radio on Radio 1. Here we go. Here's me doing the weather. You'll notice a little change in the weather over the next few days as it continues to get a little bit colder, especially up towards the north and in the Midlands. Right, OK, so as you notice, I'm doing it really well at this point. Mm. I'm saying it with authority.
Well, yeah, and you're doing your sort of... Not boring voice as such, but sort of, you know, the kind
authoritative.
Of...
Authoritative.
Well, it's very kind of...
Information.
Yeah.
Now, and then you appear next to me, but you come from the bottom. So you're crouching down, and then you just appear from the bottom of the screen next to me.
I just thought it would look cool.
That doesn't happen on the normal weather.
Yeah, but it looks good, doesn't it?
But also, listen to how professional I was, and then how I lose it. I'll spin it back. Because you just appear next to me. A few days as it continues to get a little bit colder, especially up towards the north and in the Midlands. The southeast, though, still remaining quite warm for the time of year. Move out of the way of the showers. Okay, so that doesn't happen on the weather. There's never two presenters.
No.
And if there was, one doesn't just suddenly appear from the bottom of the screen and kind of like... Whoop.
I didn't know what to do. I just sort of stared at the camera and then started pointing to various different places.
Okay, so what you'll see now is that if we can go back to the video, you are actually blocking the whole of the weather map.
Yes.
So one can see. And also, there's a big thing on there that says some showers, which I've just mentioned, and you're blocking all of that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, I see that now, yeah.
Some showers, as you'll see, in the southwest and parts of the Midlands. I like how I forcefully push you out the way.
Yeah.
Up towards the north, though, bright and breezy.
Move out of the way.
Breezy, and then rain on Saturday out there somewhere. It's quite hard to know where to point.
Yeah, I think when I'm looking at this now, I think you should have just got on with your job and just, you know, you don't need to be sort of pulling me around all over the place like you are.
However, I think with a bit of practice, I could actually be quite good at this.
What... With or without me?
Without you, definitely. Oh. Well, there's only meant for one presenter, so you're clearly blocking everything. Now you've decided to crouch back down again.
Stornoway, as you can see, is getting what looks like a cyclone. I don't know if that's true.
No. Okay, so Stornoway apparently wasn't getting a cyclone. Someone just told me cyclones only happen in the Pacific.
Okay, yeah.
On the Pacific coast.
But you're just trying to use the terminology, aren't you?
I am. It's just a bit of, was that a cloud or a bit of rain? It's a bit of rain.
A bit of rain.
Around Stornoway.
Also, there's some showers here and up towards Northern Ireland.
Plymouth.
And a warm front coming across from the east to the west.
Right, that's not true either. There were some, like, there's some arrows which are going from east to west, but apparently that's wind.
Oh, okay.
It's not a warm front. It's warm front circles.
Oh, yeah, see, but you didn't know this.
Never
you're
did A-levels.
You're trying to blag it.
I am, but I'm also blagging it quite well.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a warm front or not, but it's got arrows. So, anyway, in summary, your temperature's quite warm for London. And
you are still... you're from Birmingham down, I can't see the map.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Get out of the way.
From southeast, 19 degrees. Move that way.
Right, now it's all gone really wrong.
I should have just stood in France.
Started off, yeah, started off well. Then I'm starting to lose it now because, like, there's someone else's elbow in shot and you don't know what to do with yourself. Now time for the temperatures.
Oh, lost it now.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh's 15, Belfast is 15, slightly warmer in South Wales, 18 for Cardiff, but most of the warmth is in the southeast of England.
Right, there's no need to do the pointing on the weather temperatures. They don't do that.
It's quite difficult to do because I'm sure lots of people know the weather's it's like a green screen.
Yeah.
So it's where you point is basically the opposite to where it is on TV. So you do find that you're doing these movements which make it look like you're offering two tickets to the gun show.
Or you're mental.
In the southeast of England, where it's 19 degrees. And that's the weather.
Oh, God. That's how you sign off, isn't it?
But then afterwards, they were really... double thumbs on the weather. Afterwards, they were like, no, that was really, really good. It wasn't.
I really enjoyed it.
Okay, I'm gonna go and do it again, like maybe this week, but on my own.
No.
I don't need you.
Well.
But thank you very much to the BBC Weather people for letting us do that. That was epic. That was.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Annie, the student in Brighton, has been on saying, I've actually done the weather at Sky News on work experience. It's actually really hard. Pointing up and down and clicking and looking in a camera. It's madness. Yeah, you have that little clicky thing as well. Also, did you notice, if you watch the video then, we're putting it up on the Radio 1 YouTube now, if you missed us doing the weather. It was brilliant. Notice I do still have the plaster on my finger from my cooking injury the other day.
Oh, yes. How is that now?
It still hurts. It's not some kind of, like, Nelly plaster. It's just because I hurt my hand. David says, that's the funniest weather forecast I've ever watched. Thank you. Someone says, did that seriously go out on TV? No, we pleaded with them if they could put it out, like, after the news on the TV. They said no.
It's potentially like an audition tape, though, because I'm sure when they have us back, they'll let us do it for real.
I would hope so, yeah.
Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
Luke Brown says, my biggest dream has just come true. Scott Mills has done the BBC Weather. Hashtag dreams do come
true. Really?
Why is that a dream of yours? That's really weird.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi to Hugo in Reading, whose trousers have just split as he got out of the car at a massive meeting, showing his huge bright red undies.
That's not so bad, is it?
It is quite bad.
Really?
My trousers split on me last week as well.
Did they?
Yeah, but I didn't actually tell you lot at the time.
That's kind of weird.
Did you not notice?
No, but I don't want to imagine.
They did. I think it was like Wednesday or Thursday last week. But it was only like a little tear. But they were definitely split. Like, I had to throw them away now.
I had a situation last night where I went for a few drinks, went to the bar. Went to the toilet. And you know where you turn the...
right, hang on a second. Right, they're very different.
Yeah. So I was at the bar, went to the toilet, and you know where you turn the taps on too much and the water goes, like, all over you?
Oh, yeah, and then it looks like you've...
Yeah, but the problem was the toilets were, like, at the top of these stairs, so you then have to go down all these stairs, and I was sort of trying to cover myself.
I do actually... that. Yeah, you do try and cover, which makes it look a lot worse.
Yeah.
Because then it looks like you're actually doing it at the time.
Yeah.
So, good. Well done, everyone.
BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards.
Right, this is exciting. So it's the fourth year of Radio 1's Teen Awards. Sunday, 3rd of November, we are returning to Wembley Arena in that London. And we'll be awarding your favourite stars from the world of the internet, of music and entertainment, with a big thing that they can put in their toilet forever called a Teen Award. They're very meaty, the Teen Awards. You know, like some awards you see and you're like... These are good. I mean, these are the kind of ones, like, along with the Brit, you would want that in your loo or on your mantelpiece. Who?
Yeah.
So, Nick Grimshaw and also Rita Ora are going to be hosting this year. Joining them on stage will be six artists performing exclusively for you if you are between 14 and 17. This was announced by Jamila on the chart yesterday. So you've got Rizzle Kicks, they're going to be on. Also, Icona Pop, Fall Out Boy, James Arthur, Jesse J, and Tiny Temper. That's a good lineup. All happening on the 3rd of November at Wembley Arena in London. It was really good vibe last year. So tickets are going to be available from 9 a.m. on Saturday, the 12th of October, and they will cost £10 plus a booking fee. You have to be aged between 14 and 17 to go to the Teen Awards. If you want all the details, and you can see a very special video as well of the lineup in our Radio 1 bedroom, which is just back there somewhere. Good video. Go to the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, and you will see all six stars who are appearing at the Teen Awards. Just click on Teen Awards when you get to the website. All the details are on there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Here's an interesting thing, and I quite like this idea. What you should do, if that ever happens where the tap just goes all over you and it looks like you've had an accident, splash more water around your man area so it's obvious it's tap water. You'd rather look stupid than let you wet yourself.
Well, you mean to go over the top?
With yeah, I mean, just go absolutely soak yourself.
I also felt the need when I got back to where everyone was to explain what had happened.
Yeah, and you over-explain it. It's like, yeah.
It's definitely water.
No, it's definitely water. Just saying, it was just the taps, see? The taps went, yeah. You overdid it. And next time, just like properly splash it all over.
I did that thing as well. You know where you're, like the hand dryer, like you're desperately trying to stand up on tiptoes to try
and... Yeah, we've all been there.
That doesn't work.
Hey, how was your party at the weekend?
Oh, it was good. I didn't think I was going to be able to make my niece's first birthday party because I assumed like it would be on in the evening that we were, because we were in Hull.
Yeah,
DJ.
We were doing the freshers. I like it that you thought it would be like a midnight start. It's like, no, she's one.
Yeah, she's one. And how? So what happens is it all kicked off about 9 a.m.
Yeah, but that's because they're one.
But it was a very interesting experience. I gave her first party ring.
Oh, I bet you got told off.
I was told off for that. But also, it was just a very odd experience for me because I was going to the Watford game later that day. So I was in a Watford shirt, but then I was just, it was like my little niece Amelie and all her mateys. They're all roughly one.
Yeah.
And they're sort of all just roaming around. It was a very odd party to be in.
Yeah. Did you get on the beers?
Well, yeah. And all this is the thing.
At 9:30 in the morning.
Well, yeah, because they've got to do it early because they're kids. But then all the adults, if you will, they're getting on the beers.
At 9:30.
At 9:30, yeah. Got involved in Pass the Parcel. Haven't done that for a while.
Was your sister like, don't give her sweets or chocolate unless I tell you?
Also, present-wise, that's a bit of an odd one, isn't it? Because I bought her some presents, and she got, you know, a few presents that day, but she was more excited about a packet of tissues that she sort of walked around.
That definitely happens.
I just don't know if it's worth buying presents for her at the moment. Like,
it's not. Like, I did this with my little niece. I bought her, like, some really cool little shoes and, like, some quite... I bet you bought, like, some... T-shirts with slogans on, right?
Yeah.
Was it? Did you buy one that said like "best uncle ever"?
Of course, I did.
Yes, yeah. I did all that. See,
but I don't know. I mean, I don't really know at what age I should start bothering with her.
I'm saying 4 or 5
because at the moment she's
they won't
not,
remember.
She's not really delivering anything in my life. It's like I turn up. Also, this is another thing. Every time she sees me, she cries, and it's not a coincidence. This is every time.
Yeah,
and we can't figure out what it is about my face offending her.
There's something scaring her there.
But I bring her gifts and stuff like that. I can't even hold her because as soon as I hold her, she starts. I don't know what I'm going to do about it because it's
I think what you're expect, like, I have to remember, right, she's one. This is the mistake I made. You're expecting them to be really grateful for all the brilliant presents you've bought them because you're a great uncle.
At what age will my face stop offending her?
Once again, this happened to me. I would say 30.
30?
No, my niece now is quite cool. Like, she'll now know that it's Uncle Scott. But I would say, like, she would burst into tears every time I tried to hold her up to the age of about 3.
I'm not going to bother with her until she's...
I wouldn't.
Until she stops crying every time she
just
sees me.
Just buy her another pack of tissues. She'll be there for hours. Forget the present. In fact, just get the wrapping paper because she'll play with that for hours. Frank, don't spend your money on it. Frank.
Sit down. Frank. Stand up.
Imagine with your niece if, like, when she's 22, your face still offends her.
Sit down.
I don't don't know what I'm doing wrong with her. I really don't.
Is it when you hold her or just literally when you look at her?
No, someone else could be holding her. She sees me and starts crying. It's really awkward. It's awkward because everyone else can see it.
Back to your accident that you didn't have with the taps last night. Does anyone else sometimes pretend they're Beyonce by putting their kind of hair and their head under the hand dryer in the loo?
No.
So your hair like blows everywhere?
Well,
no?
No.
No one else do that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Scott Mills. So this week, we want you to talk it out. That's what we're encouraging you to do. If you've got something which you are a little bit stressed about or you think it's too tough to talk about, maybe you feel too awkward to chat to your mates about it, we are here all week to help you deal with those issues. So every lunchtime this week, we're doing a safe house. It's the doctors and experts from the surgery who are going to be here every day, every lunchtime this week, giving you advice on anything that's worrying you. So it's kind of like having the surgery on all the time. It's all in confidence. Don't even have to leave your name if you don't want to. And what will happen is our experts will try and reply to as many problems as possible. Now, as well as getting you to talk it out, we at Radio 1 are doing it as well. We've got to kind of practice what we preach, really. So this week, in live streaming on the website every day at 4:30, Friday, Dan and Phil are confessing to each other. I can't see that going well. And then they live together.
I know, I'm intrigued.
Well, there's going to be all sorts of issues that come up there.
Yeah.
You know, like when you share a flat with somebody, you don't really say what you really think. They're encouraging this.
Mm.
On Thursday, Grimmy confesses to Annie Mack. OMG. On Wednesday, Greg James is confessing to Russell Kane. And tomorrow, it's Gemma Kearney confessing to her sister Laura. But today, starting it all off, Chris is confessing to me.
Mm.
What's going to happen, please?
Well, it's interesting, this. So it's like a roulette wheel, and then I'm going to spin it. It's going to land on a sort of conversation starter.
Right, I don't know anything about this. Right, so all I've been told is to turn up at 4:30 this afternoon, and I've been told it's going to be live on the Radio 1 website. That's all I've been told.
Okay, so it's mainly about me. So the idea is that we're going to, like, have a chat. So some things might be a bit serious.
Okay.
But some of the topics are interesting. One of them is, you don't think I know, but I do know. ...
What is that about?
I know, and I'm just thinking through now what I would say.
But you know loads of things.
I know. That's a great topic.
But hang on,
I know, but I do know.
Oh, so it's something that I might have done or said that...
You don't think that I know about it.
But you do know.
But I do know.
Well, this is going to be awful.
And then there's a couple of other topics like I fear... ... So that it's more about me.
Okay.
And then we're going to have an honest chat about it.
Okay. And what do you want me to be like in this conversation? Do you want me to laugh or do I have to be...
Well, I don't know. This is genuinely awkward between us at the moment, isn't it? Because we're just...
I'm not sure this is the kind of forum we should be doing this. No offence, but if I was going to do this kind of reveal or thing, I'd want to do it to, like, maybe Piers Morgan. Or if she's free, Oprah Winfrey.
I was hoping to add another few categories to this, actually.
Can't who Oprah? She's still on.
Yeah, I was hoping, because I thought up a few more. I would change about you, ...
Oh, no!
Would be amazing. You annoy me when, ... You're at your ugliest when.
God!
Yeah, something like that. But no, so some of them are going to be like, I do actually want to talk to you quite seriously.
People will be watching this, though.
I know. So we're going to have an honest chat. Like, one of the topics is, I know I need to work on ...
Okay.
It's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm particularly excited about, you don't think I know, but I do know.
In a way that I'm not.
Yeah. All I'm going to say with that one, if it does land on that, which I kind of hope it does, I'm just going to say one word.
Right, okay. There's a key word, and then I know exactly what...
Well, the problem is, I don't think I can fully explain.
Oh, no!
But I just want you to know that I know.
Can I not be here at 4:30?
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. But also, as I said, we've got to have a proper chat.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand that, because we're encouraging people to talk it out, and we're going to do the same.
Yeah.
So that's at 4:30 this afternoon. On the Radio 1 website, someone says Dan and Phil confessing to each other will be like the episode of Friends where Monica and Rachel confess to each other. What does that mean?
What?
I don't watch Friends.
Okay.
Is that bad?
Possibly.
Okay, good. Some people are really upset that I don't watch Friends. It passed me by. I'm sorry. I was never interested.
It's almost a confession itself, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
to be honest, if I ever wanted to get into it, it's still on!
I think the thing is, if I'm... Largely, these are going to be confessions for me. I think it's only fair that, even though we do this thing this afternoon at 4:30, you know, on the Radio 1 website, I think tomorrow or the day after or something like that, we should get a few confessions out of you. I think it's only fair.
I don't feel the need to do that.
Or we should get you spinning the wheel later.
No.
You blatantly got to do one spin.
I might do one. Oh, you don't know what it lands on. That's the idea of a roulette wheel. I know that now. But, okay, right. Well, just watch us at 4:30. It could be awkward, but at least we're talking it out.
Exactly.
We're getting it out there, you know? Do you know what? Talking about not watching Friends. You know I like to get into things really late. Do you know what I'm going to start watching?
Breaking Bad.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so fed up with people going on about how amazing it is on Twitter that I'm eventually going to get around to watching it. How many seasons have I got to get through? Is there a lot?
Oh, do you know what?
Five seasons!
Well, it could be worse, couldn't it? This is like when I discovered 24, about eight seasons, and then like how we did it is we did these massive 24 sessions where it was like we tried to watch it over 24 hours.
Yeah.
And...
Okay, well, I need to start work on Breaking Bad then, don't I? But thanks for all of Twitter across the whole world telling me how great the finale was. I'll get to it next week. Can you get a box set or something? You must be able to. Yeah. How far is it going back? When did it start? Like 10 years ago? 5 years ago? Just completely passed me by at the time. 5 years ago! God, I'm so behind.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So tonight, Monday night, 9 o'clock, that is the home of Radio 1 Stories. This week, Rihanna, off of Radio 1 Films, is presenting... The Secrets of the Soundtrack. This is on tonight at 9 o'clock. So just going into loads of detail about what makes a movie sound as good as it looks. Because you don't realise sometimes how important the soundtrack is to a film. And there can be kind of average films with brilliant soundtracks, but then there are loads of great films with flipping awful soundtracks. So Rihanna discovers how, like, the original score... and the artist tracks and the sound design combine. And it's quite a clever process to make a movie come alive. Talking to people that created brilliant soundtrack moments like the Jaws theme. Talking to people like Quentin Tarantino. It's all tonight from 9 o'clock on The Secrets of the Soundtrack. I mean, there have been some bobbins ones, haven't there?
I'm just trying to think.
Okay, let me remind you.
Oh God, this was a Bond theme, wasn't it?
Now this next one will probably come under the I reckon on the show tonight, if they mention it, it'll probably come under the awful category. However, I don't agree. One of the best films in my opinion, 2002's Crossroads, Britney Spears. What a film.
Oh, you just want to play this?
Yes, I'd play it in full if I could.
Was this the actual soundtrack?
One of the songs on the soundtrack to Crossroads.
Okay.
You've not seen it?
No.
I've got it on DVD, do you want it?
I don't know. I think that's a bit weird.
We could watch it together like we did with Bridesmaids.
Oh.
Also, I'm saying way before twerking, do you remember it was all about the hoedown throwdown? Yeah, Smiley.
What film is this?
Hannah Montana the movie, you idiot.
Of course.
Aware of this.
This is awful.
Not aware of this.
No.
Hoe down, throw down.
So this is awful and you think it's brilliant, right?
Quite good, yes.
Do the hoe down. Oh,
well. Yeah, it goes on like that. Or Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Radio 1.
Radio 1. One of the worst ones ever. And they see that a hero. Oof. Spider-Man. Not gonna stand near away. 2002, Chad Kroeger. Now married to Avril Lavigne. Lol. One of the worst ones ever, in my opinion. I believe
Oh, no, 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 no. This is one of the best.
Horrendous.
No, no, no.
Horrendous.
Space Jam. Bit Who, but tune. Think about it every night. Oh, come on, Mills.
No, not having it.
Hang on a second. You can't say Britney Spears, I'm not a woman, or whatever it was, is better
Britney
than
Spears,
me.
I'm not a woman. I hate that. This is one of my most hated songs of all time.
Well, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
It's better than Gotham City. Hey! I believe I can fly. Oh, Rihanna's here. Hey, Rihanna.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm looking forward to your Secrets of the Soundtrack tonight.
Oh, good. Yeah, it sounds like it.
Are you enjoying us going through some of the worst ones? Are any of these featured on the show at all tonight?
I don't think so, no.
Is this one on?
Oh, now we're talking.
Lads. Top Gun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Kenny Loggins.
This is huge.
Can we play all of this?
Can we actually, though? This is epic.
Yeah. Is this on?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's do it. Ever heard that song in full? Kind of boring after 2 minutes, isn't it? And repeat.
No, it's brilliant.
Kind of is boring though.
If you're driving any kind of vehicle to that, it just feels like the one.
Hashtag goose.
Hashtag maverick. Hashtag goose.
Kenny Loggins in Danger Zone. I doubt that'll be featured on the Secrets of the Soundtrack tonight. I think it might be slightly more highbrow stuff. But it's going to be a good listen. If you love films, if you're a little bit of a movie anorak and film geek, The Secrets of the Soundtrack, tonight, 9 o'clock on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dan is not here. Phil still is.
Dan is not here.
What's going on?
He's knocked our front door handle off.
What?
I don't even know how you can do that unless you're the Incredible Hulk. So he's stood fending people off from robbing our house at the moment.
Right, so he's... Hang on a minute. So he's outside the Dan and Phil mansion.
Yep.
Trying to... stop people going in,
yeah,
because he's broken the door handle off.
And the door just swings wide open so anyone could just come in and steal all my things.
So beforehand, anyone could have just moved the handle and it would have fallen off anyway.
It was very loose and I worried this day might happen. Mm. And it's here.
It's here.
Dan isn't a handyman, though.
No, he's not. I think he's got a handyman to come to fix it, hopefully.
Of course he has. He'll just be ringing someone going, hi.
Yeah.
OMG, my door's fallen off.
I'm stuck.
Hashtag handles fallen off.
So, it's not Dan and Phil today, it's just Phil, but that's good. Well, this is something to bring up in your confession session on Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I mean? And you made the door handle loose.
And you ate all my cereal.
I know, I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that on the surgery, or before the surgery last night, you were talking about that.
We were.
So, we're each having to do these confessional things this week for Talk It Out, persuading you to, you know, even if it's an awkward situation, just to talk it out and you'll feel better. Mine and Chris's is today at 4:30, streaming live on the Radio 1 website. We have to spin a roulette wheel, and then we have to say whatever's on it. And Ooh. It's like truths, nothing but truths. And you're doing one later in the week with
I'm
Dan.
I'm doing one on Friday, yeah.
Definitely mention the handles.
I'm going to mention
Just say
that.
How annoyed you are with it, you know?
Definitely. I think my favourite category on this roulette, though, is you don't think I know, but I do know.
Ooh.
It's potentially really dangerous, this. So that's happening today at 4:30 on the Radio 1 website. When's yours on Friday?
Ours is on Friday. Yeah. I'm going to be revealing some big things.
Oh, God. Right, okay, let's play Real or No Real.
Let's do it.
What about these facts? Are they real or did we just make them up?
The cider pitch seats in the dugouts at Manchester United Football Club have now been fitted with phone chargers for the use of players who want to tweet mid-match.
Oh, that would so be me at the football.
I'm dead against this.
Why? Really?
If this is true. And, because they shouldn't be, tweeting during the football.
Why not?
Which makes me think this might be no real. Only because it's just like, what manager would allow that?
Do you just want them to focus on the match?
Yeah, I'm a bit old school in how I view this.
Shouldn't be using them smartphones.
It's the kind of thing you would do if you'd taken over Manchester United.
Absolutely, the first thing I'd do is put the chargers in.
You always need a charger. I hate it when you get on a train and there's no charger.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
horrible.
Or in a hotel where it's not near the bed. First world problems.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Isn't there a Twitter account called like Complaining DJs? Yeah.
It's my favourite on Twitter, DJs Complaining.
Yeah.
And it's just really rich, famous DJs complaining about normally airline food or their hotel or how many steps it was to the plane. Like terrible things like that.
So this is a tricky one for me. I think it's real, but I'm really hoping it's not. So on that basis, I'm going to say no real.
If I was a footballer, I would use my phone. It's real.
That one is no real.
Oh,
look how pleased he is about that.
Good, good, good.
It's only like at a gig where people are tweeting. It's the same.
It's not the same.
It is the same.
It's not the same.
Same as going to like a gig.
Just don't take your giant iPad to a gig. That ruins it.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Put it away. Next.
Dr. Seuss, the famous children's author and cartoonist behind The Cat in the Hat and Green Eggs and Ham, also created adult cartoons filled with hand-drawn nude women.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Surely not Dr. Seuss.
He's so innocent. He's got his own theme park and everything.
I know.
It's the ones you don't expect, though. Again, I don't know if this is real or no real, just getting mixed up in my head.
I know what you're going to say.
Alan Titchmarsh.
Yeah.
Does erotic fiction.
He does.
He doesn't.
He does.
No.
Titchmarsh does erotic fiction.
Now, was that Alan? Real or no real? I can't remember. I think that
real.
Was real. Yeah, Titchmarsh writing all them.
I'm getting horrific images in my head now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All sorts he gets up to in the garden. Green fingers.
Yeah.
But Dr. Seuss, did he write naughty books?
I balanced my friend's fish on my shoulder, trying to recreate one of the scenes from The Cat in the Hat.
What fish was it?
It was a goldfish called Sam.
Okay.
Yeah. It didn't die or anything, but no, it was right. Touch and go. The parents were like, Phil.
No animals were harmed?
Yeah. Reel yourself in.
Okay.
Did he write in the naughty books, though?
I don't want to think that's true. No real.
It's the ones you don't expect. I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Oh!
Got a picture for you.
Childhood ruined.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Obviously, the listeners can't see that, and that's probably just as well.
That's rude.
They're nude.
I know, they are nude. And what about this one?
Radio 1's resident movie critic, Rhianna Dillon, always carries a small jar of smelling salts in her coat pocket in case she feels herself nodding off during a boring film.
I would do that as well. I've fallen asleep in many a film.
See, she's got an amazing job, hasn't she? Because she gets to see a lot of films, but equally she has to see a lot of awful ones.
Mm.
She's got the best job. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
I love going to the cinema.
What was that film I fell asleep and it was at the actual premiere next to Tom Cruise?
Really?
I was in the same row as him and it was like...
How do you reckon he was insulted or do you think he just didn't care?
I don't know. I don't know whether they stay in the film for the whole thing.
No,
I
think didn't you say with the premieres they turn up and then literally just leave?
Mostly, yeah, because they've seen it before.
Just leave after 5 minutes. Just show their faces. I have seen Rihanna asleep at her desk, so she does have little snoozes.
And also, it'd be good, the smelling salts, for her, if she maybe a little bit hungover, because, as we all know, she does like a drink.
Okay. But a brilliant employee and diligent worker.
Oh, of course. Of course.
I'm going to say, what was it? Salts.
Salts, to wake her up if she's watching The Artist or something.
I'm saying no real.
Smelling salts.
No real.
That one is no real.
I would also like to say she's very professional and good at her job.
Yeah, she is. Really good.
Yeah, and her amazing soundtrack, Radio 1 Stories, is on tonight at 9 o'clock. If you're a film geek, it's a must. Next.
Chessington Safari Park in Surrey has banned visitors from wearing animal print clothing because it confuses the animals.
The animals are going crazy because of the animal print.
What do you think, Chris?
I don't know. There's this thing I really want to do. It's, this little dog called Riley, who's obsessed with squirrels.
And I really is this in your life?
Or? Yeah, I really.
Okay, you didn't really explain that very well.
So I really want to find a massive squirrel outfit. I don't know if there is such a thing, and just to see if it works. Like, see if he goes mad for me.
I really need to see this.
I know this all sounds a bit random, but it's basically a thought I had. Anyway, okay. These animal costumes. I don't think that they would really affect the animals.
Do you feel that was maybe a thought you could have kept yourself? Yeah.
I just realised halfway through.
On the radio, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Cool story.
I once went to see dolphins and I was wearing completely grey. And the dolphin did stick by me for a long time. Longer than anyone else.
Really?
Yeah, made a friend.
But do you think they've actually banned animal print at Chessington Safari?
I don't think they would ban it.
I actually know the answer to this.
Do you?
So I'm going to wait for you to say yours first.
Well, that suggests it's real.
I'm not saying if it's real or no real.
Well, it's real then. Real.
Real.
That one is real.
How do you know that, Phil?
It was in our internet news in our show. Yeah.
Okay.
Sunday night, 7 till 9.
It is true. The park have hired bouncers to check everyone's clothing on the way in because the animals are like, ah! When they see the animal print.
Apparently the giraffes sometimes try and mate with the window if someone's wearing giraffe print.
Okay, good. Yeah. So, the whole of your show is on the internet at the moment, right?
It is. Brilliant news.
We've last night's show.
Entire show, including all of the homemade videos people have made. You can watch the whole thing on the Radio 1 website on the Dan and Phil page.
So if you've made a video for Dan and Phil to one of the tracks, then if it was played last night, it would be on there.
Yeah, some brilliant music videos this week. And if you have made a music video and want to send it to us, it's danandphil@bbc.co.uk.
Okay, well, I hope Dan's okay fending off the robbers.
Thanks.
And we'll see you both next week. Thank you.
See you next week. Thanks. BBC Radio 1. The
Scott Mills Daily. So we're telling you to talk it out this week. You know, if you've got something that maybe you want to discuss with any of your mates, it's basically about getting you less stressed out. If you've got a problem, if you go to our homepage right now, click on Talk It Out, you'll find loads of advice and tips from our teams of experts and doctors. And also every day we're doing a safe house as well, so you can anonymously put your problem on there without any name if you want, and they will answer as many as they can between 12 and 2 each day. So, are we brave enough to talk about our problems and our confessions? That's what we'll find out in half an hour or so when me and Chris are doing Confessions Roulette as part of Talk It Out Week. So you're going to confess to me.
Mm. It's a bit weird that everyone can watch this.
You can watch it 4:30, streaming on the Radio 1 website, so we'll see you then. The Scott Mills Daily. That was all of Monday's show without the music. Download it tomorrow, or listen live if you can from 1 o'clock. We have Rihanna off of Films playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills. BBC.